T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A woman who was fired after just being hired as a lacrosse coach for a West Suburban Catholic school has obtained legal representation. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Amanda Comas had been hired as a lacrosse coach by Bennett Academy in Lyle. That is, supporters say, until the school saw that she had listed her wife as an emergency contact. Her mother tells WBBM News Radio Comas has a lawyer and does not wish to comment publicly right now. Comas has lots of support from students, parents, and Bennett alumni. The school's assistant lacrosse coach, Colleen Savelle, tells CBS2.
I want the girls and the students at Bennett to know that this is not okay. This is not the example that we should be setting for the students here.
Bennett Academy says in a statement it supports the dignity of all human beings to live as they choose, but that as a Catholic school, it hires people whose lives demonstrate they follow essential church teachings. The job Amanda Comas had left to take the Bennett coaching job was at a Catholic high school, Montini. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A misdemeanor charge has been filed against a man for allegedly attacking 46th Ward Alderman James Kappelman. 58-year-old Tony Landers is accused of hitting the alderman when he responded to a resident's text about a group of intoxicated individuals on Saturday night. Police say it happened on Racine near Leland, 3 blocks north of Kappelman's ward office. Landers was given a late October court date and released from custody. A shortage of bus drivers facing Oswego Community Unit District 308 has led to high school and junior high students learning remotely today. The district said all high school and junior high school buildings will be closed to students, while staff should still report to school. Elementary schools will be open for in-person learning at normal times, but officials are warning parents their children's school buses might be running late. A new fire station may be in the works in Aurora.
Aurora officials have been looking at the northeast side of town near Farnsworth Avenue, north of Interstate 88, for the proposed fire station. They say that's the next big development area for the city. According to the Beacon News, Aurora officials are currently reviewing a study to help them work through the logistics of where to build that fire station. The $39,000 study was originally funded last year, but was delayed due to the pandemic. Baron Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The discovery of a locked metal box under a concrete slab in what had been a dry goods store decades ago in Goshen, Indiana, unlocked the secrets of one family during the Holocaust. It's led to a documentary that's premiering this week. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The store was owned by David and Sidney Plout, the great-grandfather and grandfather of Steve Gruber.
It wasn't until a few years after he passed that the new owners of the store contacted my mom, and they said, we found this lockbox.
Inside was documentation of efforts to get family members and strangers, 28 in all, out of Germany.
Basically, this little village where my great-grandfather was born was completely wiped out of Jews.
Gruber told WSBT in South Bend he believes the box was hidden out of fear and shame.
The truth is, when the Holocaust was revealed in its enormity, he felt deeply ashamed that he couldn't have done more.
He spent 4 years working on the film called Vital Passage, a Holocaust rescue story. It's being shown on Thursday evening. Tickets are required but free. You'll find them on the website of the Lerner Theater in Elkhart.
Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes has fined a dozen local liquor license holders from bars and restaurants to grocery stores for selling alcohol to minors. The Daily Herald reports violations were heard during two sets of hearings yesterday, with two more citations to be heard at another meeting within the next month. Seven repeat offenders are among those cited. Police say they still have 35 more businesses to check before the end of the year out of some 110 liquor license holders in town. West suburban Naperville now including texting as a way for residents to reach the 911 dispatch center when calling is not an option. Emergency communications manager Jillian Schufo says an emergency text should include two things.
The first and the most important piece of information that we would need is where they're located. If we don't know where you are, we can't send help. So that's the most important piece of information that we would need. And then the next one would be what's happening.
Mayor Lightfoot believes the city's public schools have come up short when it comes to COVID testing. WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The CPS testing and contact tracing programs have been slow to be fully implemented. And Mayor Lightfoot said on Chicago Tonight she is disappointed in the way this has been rolled out. She said there should have been a much more robust plan and infrastructure in place. The teachers' union, which has been critical of the testing, contact tracing, safety measures, and the data reported by the district, wrote on Facebook, "The mayor finally cops to her incompetence, kind of." The district reports about 500 COVID cases during the first 3 weeks of classes and 9,600 potential exposures. That's the update on COVID and the public schools.
The mayor proposing the city provide financial help to thousands of low-income families.
The idea of a guaranteed income for low-income families is not new. Other cities are currently doing it. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot says her plan would make the city of Chicago's program the largest in the country. She's proposing to give $500 a month for a year to 5,000 families who have been hard hit economically by the pandemic. It's an idea first proposed last spring by Alderman Gilbert Villegas. The former mayor of Stockton, California, told Chicago aldermen a few months ago that $500 payments to low-income families in his city have been helpful. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.